Next talk is on searching for books and other kinds of information, and it's being held by Fravia, whom some of you might know. He's been here last year and trained as a historian, which also means he has to know how to search for little pieces of information in large books and other pieces of in data sets. And so I'm pleased to welcome Fravia. Enjoy him.
Hi. Just out of curiosity, how many of the people here were already here last year, so that I know, well, quite a lot. So I will try my best to do something different. First of all, please excuse me for my English, which is far from perfect. It's not even my first foreign language. And then be aware of the fact that I'm not politically correct at all. So you will have to excuse me more than once. I would like to begin with this image because I think it explains pretty well how things look like from a searcher point of view. The internet, the main search engines, which at the moment are especially the big three, Yahoo, Google, and MSN Search, cover just a small part of the bulk of the huge kern of internet. And then they don't cover almost nothing of the hidden internet, the on-the-fly internet pages which are created when you visit them. The main search engines overlap not that much. They overlap a lot in the first results pages, most of which are spammed. So you should anyway avoid the first pages. That's a very good idea. And then from, let's say, from page 5 downwards, they overlap less, which is a very interesting thing. Just a moment, because I don't have the image here on my screen. So I wonder, I don't see nothing here. Let's see. Now I have my screen and you don't have it. Now I don't have it anymore, and you have it. Yep, now we have it. That's better. So I would like you to have this in mind when we now will see a lot of search small tricks, which are very easy, as you will see afterwards, but they're not so easy to find out. And you need some fantasy as well. I will begin with the importance of guessing, to guess names on the web, which is something that all searchers should know how to do. Let's be clear about that. In 1 hour, I will just be able to show you a broad palette of techniques, how to search the web in different ways to get at your targets from unexpected ways. But it is up to you afterwards to go in deep, if you want. And since you will learn something about searching today, you will be able to find out places where you will be able to go in depth, if needs be. By the way, this file is on www.searchlaws.org private HTM for those of you that want to follow it more clearly. So, I will show you an example of the importance of guessing, which is image-related. We will see today, quickly, how to find music, how to find books, and how to find images. I won't go into how to find films, because we don't have the time for that. And just let's begin with images. This here, it's a huge database for, will come, I hope now, for advertisement. That's the first problem that we have here. We don't have any connection anymore. There is no web connection. Don't know why. Well, that's a problem. Because most of this speech should be... Can you please repair this connection? I mean, there is no Wi-Fi. In the meantime, I will try to explain you that without a web connection. The point is, there is this huge database for advertisement. Now we are getting the connection again. And it was free until September. So everybody could check any advertisement whatsoever. Very useful for anti-advertisement purposes. And it was very good, actually, because you had all possible advertisements, magazines, TV, and everything, and you could download the images, download the films, and everything. Now, they went commercial in September, so you don't have the... well, this is terrible. Can somebody please put the Wi-Fi in order so that I can connect to the web? Or is it... Or give me another computer, I mean, if you... Sorry? Thank you. So, yes? The same thing as before, there is no connection. Can you give me a computer with a web connection, please?
Hi.
Okay, well, let's speak about things that don't need a web connection. The first one that I wanted to speak about later, but I will do it now, is the following one. There is a contradiction between Big Brother and anonymity. On one side, as many speakers in the CCC event has pointed out, they know everything you do on the web. They know how long you are on a page, and of course, in the logins is absolute everything, and all the emails you send are burnt on DVD and kept forever, actually. And they are given out for whoever asked them with some legal reason. So on one side, you have no anonymity whatsoever. On the other side, as you know, word driving is quite easy nowadays. Walking from here to Alexanderplatz, you have something like 100 open access points. So you may be somebody else. And you may be somebody else if you are just a little careful. You buy a computer only for word driving and downloading purposes. You buy it cash somewhere where they don't know you, and you use it only for downloading and only for word driving. You never upload. If you do upload, you do it with the utmost care, using Tor tunneling and other anonymity security measures. So. This is quite strange, and something that it is worth pointing out, that there is, at the same time, a total control about what people do and almost total anonymity. I mean, of course, a lot of the data that your computer has inside it when you connect to the web are going to be known. And of course, they could reconstruct the path of this computer you're using, but this is quite complicated if you use different provider as you can do with WorldDrive. So that is one of the contradictions. The second one is that you have...
Yes. Could you please step in
the... Sorry? Close to the microphone. Here it doesn't work yet. Eh? The second problem is that now this search engine landscape is moving quite quickly. As you have noticed, there are a lot of good search engines that try to concurrence Google, and at the same time, Google results are getting worse and worse because Google is spammed quite a lot, especially in the first pages of results. You have huge problems. So what happens is that there is, as you know probably, a competition between the people that implement algorithms in Google and in all other search engines and the people that try to push their sites up in the results, the spammers, which call themselves search engine optimizers. So, and this competition is quite complicated, and at the moment I have the impression, as I feel many people have the impression, Google is losing a little ground on that, because the results from Google are not as good as they were for 3 or 4 months. So what you can do in order to have good information anyway is first to use more than one search engines. I know that everybody here probably uses Google's, but you should have tried some other good search engines like Exalead, for instance, or Theoma, which are interesting. They have a smaller index than Google, but quite good one, actually. And the Inktomi search engine, which powers a lot of search engines, Hotbot, for instance, and Ask Jeeves, that kind of things, is a quite interesting search engine, the Inktomi. And they have a lot of undocumented commands that you can use, and there is even a near operator, which is very useful when you search. So if a term is near another one. So, in general, you should try to use 2 or 3 main search engines, do long searches. We will see if we ever get an internet connection how to find books with a very long string. There is also, and that's also something interesting and sad, an inverse relationship between popularity of a target and easy and quickness to find it. For instance, to find Madonna songs or The Lord of the Ring or Harry Potter crap, those things, you find them immediately. But to find a black and white Bulgarian film of the 50s, that takes a long time. They are notice that they are both on the web, but the problem is where. And while Harry Potter is everywhere, because it's very popular, other things are more in more hidden channels, and then you have to comb the web. Combing is the correct way to search. You search for people that have already searched. And then you can, when you find them, you gain a lot of time because those people have spent years doing something, and when you find them, you find the links, you find the pages, you find the message boards, you find the rings, you find the places where these people exchange information. Is there any way to have another computer with an internet connection if this one doesn't work? I couldn't care less to use this one. I mean,
excuse me, the problem is not with the computer. We have a general network problem at the moment. And the only thing that's working is fixed IP wireless LAN, and you apparently don't have enough. The signal strength is too low.
So, this is catastrophical for this lecture, because, I mean,
the NOC is working on it at the moment, that's all I can say. I'm sorry.
I don't know what I should do, actually, because most of the things I did prepare were, of course, internet-related, and without an internet connection, there is not much I can do. So, I will try to tell you something, but it won't be the same thing, so you will have to excuse them, not me. It would be also good to have a portable microphone instead of this one. Maybe there is one there. Thank you. So, one thing that I wanted to show you, and I won't be able to do it, it's journals, scientific journals. This is also something interesting. There are two main journals repositories on the web, an American one and a German one. So practically you can there access all journals, biology, medicine, you name it. You can access them in the American one or in the German one, but you have to pay. The German one you can search and you can have some content, which is very useful because then you can find that content elsewhere on the web. So you search the German database for journals, you find a small 3-4 lines of content of the mathematical journal that interests you, and then you search the same words on the web, and chances are that you find this journal elsewhere in the open. So that's one way to do it. But there is a better way now. Since these American and German journal repositories are expensive and people have to pay in order to access them, people from poor universities, Cuba, Africa, you name them, decided to start an own project. This own project is called The Front, and it is a free journal repository. They started in 2001. Now, what happened is that more and more people did use that because it is completely free and you can have all the text of all the journals. So it is not limited anymore to people and university of poor countries. People from Europa and the United States begin to publish more and more on this Front journal repository. So it is a very interesting example of, well, let's call it open source, but it's something else, of course, of a sharing approach which gained a lot of power. And, of course, you cannot search very back in time. They began in 2001 and they are in full speed from 2004, as of last 2 years. But now, most people in the university are using that instead of the German and American commercial databases. You see, one thing that I will tell you, taking advantage of the fact that we don't have web connection, is that we live in a society which is running at full speed against the wall. And this is pretty clear. I mean, you just have to look around you. And one thing that you should do, in my opinion, is to sit by an emergency exit. And knowing how to search the web is such an emergency exit, because it is power. You will be able to find whatever you want pretty quickly. And this is something that gives you a competitive advantage about in relation with people that don't know how to do it. Most people searching is one word in Google. And of course, eventually, they can find what they are looking for. It takes a long time, but they can find it. But if you know how to search, you can not only find whatever you want in 5 minutes, but you can begin your long-term searches. Searches for things that are of big interest for you and your life, and it will take months, but the more you do it, the more angles you get, and the more capable you will be to search in that field. So, for instance, if you are interested in digital photography, just to make an example, all the books on digital photography are on the web for free. The same books that you would buy in a shop. All of them. I found all of them. And, I mean, that's something interesting. Most of them are crap. I mean, there are more people writing books about Photoshop than people using Photoshop. But some of them... But some of them are quite good and interesting. So you can find places that will tell you which of the many books are really good, and you will know how to evaluate these things, because one of the big problems on the web is evaluating, which is next to impossible. It works? Okay. Then I can maybe show you something. Where is it? This keyboard? I'm sorry about that, because it is backslash. Yeah. No, it works. So, have a look at this search. Now, we haven't got much time, and I will have to cut a lot. But have a look at this search. This is a search for MP3. The interesting thing in this search is that it uses a lot of OR, as you can see, and a lot of asterisks. Both are very important when searching. Using that, you get interesting results, because I will spell it out for you. You're searching for sound asterisk MP3, asterisk tiret asterisk tiret 2005, asterisk point asterisk M, M is megabyte, or sound, let me go on this side, key, kilobytes, and that's it. And as you can see from the in bold character results, you see that we get here 2.9 megabyte, which is, of course, interesting for people looking for MP3, because if the MP3 are not at least, well, let's say 4 or 5 megabyte, they are probably not very good. Another, this is something that I wanted to show you. I told you about this database for advertisement. I will do it quickly now. This, oh. What's wrong here? Let's see if it works here. Not even. Well, I will tell you that. I don't know why it doesn't work. Basically, the following happens. You find these small images which are there, and you should pay to have the complete big image. In the image, there is a small t, and this is a clear signal that that is probably tiny. So you just change the t to w for wide or a for art, and you get the big images, because they are in the same database, they are just stored with a different name. I actually had another one here. Let's see if this one works. Yes, this one works. You see, this is a watermarked image, and this SM twice in the address means small. Now, if I change SM, even per hand, if I manage it, to tiny, I get a tiny image without watermark. I will let you find out how you find the big images, but as an assignment of sort, but I will tell you how to take the watermark off, which is this way, SM2 and SM2. Now, how did they find it? I didn't guess it. I made a search for HTTP www.acclaimimages.com gallery and underscore. And this search gave me some addresses with SM2. If you do the same search, you may be able to find the correct name for the big images as well. Just to show you that the web was actually made, the structure of the web was made for sharing. It was not made for selling, it was not made for hoarding things, it was made for sharing. And if you know how to search, you will share things even if they don't want to share. Which is something. This is a very interesting small webbit. We call webbits search strings that you pull out of a hat like a rabbit. And this one is a very nice one. It's very new, actually. I'm presenting that for the first time. And you're searching for password Tolkien. Now, if you search for password Tolkien, what are you going to find? You're going to find, here in Russia, that's a very good place to search. Die Verbindungsruhgesetz, they are good as well. Now, let's somewhere else. Let's see if it works, because I didn't try, but I know that it works. This way of searching, you can put, of course, instead of talking, something else.
this is too slow. I will go back and show you the other one. This is also interesting. Password R epsilon A, but you can put RIIA. That is the American dictatorship of patents. And of course, a lot of people put music with these kind of passwords. So this is another way of if you want creative searching using these kind of things. You will do it on yourself later. As I told you, this file is public, so you can access it, and then you can go over this less quickly than I'm doing now. I won't go no more in email anonymity, but I will show you something. And there are some very interesting places on the web like this one, and this is a place where you access it, you automatically have an email address. You see that here, srhdm, that's an email address for me now. I can use it, and it will remain open 24 hours. This is very useful when these idiots ask you for an email address in order to have something. So automatically you have it, and it remains for 24 hours for you to access it. And it is very, 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 very interesting place. Now, there are many automatical email address dispensers on the web, and Pukmail is another one. And I wanted to show you this Whois. You know what a Whois is, I hope. This is a web Whois that you can use also in a web cafe or wherever you are. And you see, you just put Pukmail after the Whois, SC, and you get the complete Whois, and then you can check everything. Details, I think, is here. Don't remember very well. Oh, no, it's already there. It's already there. Back and down. Here. You see, register, technical contact, and everything. Oh, I mean, that is a very simple thing. But it is an interesting place to use when you're not at home and you need quickly to know who is behind a site. Because that's part of evaluation. You have to learn how to evaluate what you find on the web. There is a lot of crap, of course. And there is a lot of crap that doesn't look like crap. And that's not very easy to find out. Another technique to do that is this one, which is very interesting. Practically here, you can see who else is on a server. So you put here a www address, and you get all other addresses which are on the same server. So if you suspect that that guy who is speaking about, Linux in a bad way on his site, he is actually a Microsoft employee, you look at the server where he is and you see which other domains are there. I will show you an example here. I will use my own site. Hey. I made a mistake or what? No, I don't know why. Let's try another one. Just quickly because... No, then it doesn't work from... normally it works, not from this, I don't know, from this connection probably. Anyway, this is very interesting. It gives you a list of all other sites which are hosted on the same IP address. I won't speak much about Wikipedia because you had a lot of conferences about that already. But an interesting tool for Wikipedia searching is this one that you may not know. There is also in German. This one is in English. Basically, while you write something, you see, and then you can go directly to the Wikipedia relevant. Yeah? This is very good. Lumrix is called. And it's one of the many useful things that you can. One interesting thing is how Comstat Wikipedia works. I spoke with Jimmy Wales some time ago, and he told me that the real problem are trolls, of course, and the real problem are sensible domains, like, for instance, this creationism crap in America and that kind of things, where people remain awake night in order to change it and that. So one of the way they manage to keep it clean is that they use anti-troll techniques. I won't go into that now, but it is a very, very interesting subdomain of searching, trolling. If you use Usenet news groups, as it's called yet now, Google News Groups is Usenet, if you use it, and you should, because there is a lot of information there and a lot of things to find, then you will sooner or later meet trolls and cooks and shrills and that kind of people. And it's actually very interesting because they use very interesting verbal argumentative, how do you call them in English, techniques, like Schopenhauer. They are very, very good, and some of them are very good in making friends on a message board that don't understand that they are trolls, and then in using these people against the others. It's quite fun, actually, to understand it. And they know not only how to troll, but also how to stop trolls, which is something that is worth learning, especially if you have a message boards where you are annoyed by trolls. And anyway, Wikipedia has been now tested, as you probably know, and they found that it is as precise as the Britannica Encyclopedia, which is not a very precise encyclopedia, but that's something else. And that's it for Wikipedia. Let's go. Yes, that's the scientific article things, the journals that I was speaking about. This front is here, archive.org. I will show it to you, if it comes. Yeah, this is the free one. The two commercial ones you don't need to use anymore because you have this one are the Deutsch www.msd and the American one, which is somewhere here. As I told you, the interesting things in this story is that you could find scientific articles and in general books also without the free one, because you just find a snippet of text, you search that long snippet of text, and you find a copy elsewhere. One of the interesting things is that once you put something on the web, it remains there forever. It is immediately copied. There are a lot of automatical bots that copy everything, not only web archive that we will see in a moment that makes a copy of the web every month. They have petabyte or whatever they are called of data stored, but private bots that come and copy everything continuously. So whatever you put on the web is copied somewhere else. The problem is to find it. And since we are speaking about these, let's go on book searching. Now, I use here the digital photography example because it's something that I've done a lot in the last time. And here, a rapid share example. Rapid share is one of the many upload repositories, so where you can send files, and these files remains uploaded for 30 days as long as people download them, and when somebody doesn't download them anymore, 30 days, and then they will be cleared. So there are many repositories. The most famous one is a German one, which is RapidShareD. And here is a MSN search, which is good for these things, for reasons that I will explain to you in a moment. And as you can see, you immediately find a lot of books that you can download. Maybe not here, actually. Let me try it on Google again. Yeah, just the steps for dummies and that kind of crap. But here, digital camera, world issue, April 2005. So you can find magazines as well, and everything, actually. All those books are there. Of course, you can also find software. You can find Photoshop, you can find whatever. And this is one way to search for books using these upload repositories, which are many. I have here a small list. RapidShare, you send it, MyTempDeer, send me file, Mega Upload, UltraShare, Spreadit.com, and so on, and so on. There is a complete list elsewhere. But you can search book in another way. For instance, let's search for The Hound of the Baskerville. Okay, and you find people that want to sell it to you, of course. Then have a look at it. And courtesy of Google, we can have a look at the first three pages. But that's enough for us, because if we have three pages of a book, we have the book, as you will see. Here's the first page, second one, whatever. It's too slow to wait for it. You get the idea. Then you extract a long or a short one search like this one. The probability lies in that direction, which is a part of the Hound of the Baskerville, a small part. You click, and here you are. You have all, and if we take this as a working hypothesis, let's see if this one, let me see one. Well, it's not very quick, but yeah, free text. Here it is, with a lot of crap around it. You can find better copies, and you can search for PDF files, so you find that directly in PDF. That's an example. Here an example how you find the Lord of the Rings. As I told you, the popularity, it makes easier to find something. And in the case of Tolkien, it is very easy to find copies of it. Here it is. So it doesn't matter at all that the book is copyrighted or not. Here is Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, and so on and so on. You may try by yourself this trick. It works most of the time. Of course, searching in English is easier than searching in Serbo-Croatian, but even searching in funny languages will give you those books. We will come at the end of this talk about tricks to use languages you don't know in order to search. Here's another one which is interesting for digital photography again. I'm searching now for NOV 2005 in title index off. This index off trick you probably know already, has been spammed a lot. Index off is a trick to bypass HTML pages and go directly to the files listed on a server. Now, since people using index off everywhere, a lot of spammers began to put this index off in their pages in order to have you go in there. So alone it doesn't work very, very much. But here you have also this freshness at maximum, which is one of the possibility with MSN search. Microsoft is usually a very incapable company, but in the case of MSN search, they did something beautiful, which they, of course, have hidden because they didn't understand it. And it is here, in this search builder. I will show it to you because it's a good idea to try it out instead of Google sometime. Here, this result ranking. You see you have three sliders. So if you put it for less popular, this is very good, because that way you don't find all the crap that people in Arizona are searching for. And you are going to be more on your target. Same thing with freshness and updated recently or static. So you can play with these sliders and somehow create your own algorithm when searching with MSN search. I wish Google would have that. This is a very, very clever idea that they implemented and then they forgot to have it because they have hidden that inside this thing. That's something you should play with and will be quite interesting. This is a classical bookish webbit in order to find books. Here we'll find O'Reilly books. I mean, you shouldn't copy these books from your hard disk. You don't need to. You can find them every time and just read them online. So you're not stealing nothing. They are there, you're reading them. Once you know how to search, there is no point whatsoever in filling your hard disk with crap. You can find your music at the moment you want it, and then you hear it. Your film and you see it. Your images, your porn. I will show you that. That's also interesting. Yeah, this is a politically incorrect audience, I hope. Here is an example of the trick. You see, so if we want, it's a nice name, Irina Voronina. Just have a look quickly and then we go away. It's just nice for a guy. You see, so you don't need to copy these images nowhere. These are not very good, actually, because they are very low. You can find better. This is an example, and now a better one. And again, this is fantasy, a little, that you have to use. We are looking for 1981 strict 05 JPG Playmates. And what we will find here is people that have all the other as well. I hope. Only two results, that's strange. Normally it should be more. Somebody played with this thing already, probably. Yeah, here they are. And then you click and you can have them. So that's just a stupid example. Of course, you should do the same thing with more interesting targets. What I'm doing now, I'm searching for Monet 8 JPG, which means that if they have a Monet 8 JPG, they have at least 8 images. So I'm cutting away all sites that have only one or that they're selling crap or whatever and find places where they have at least a lot of Monet. So if I'm interested in that, I am directly cutting noise and getting a little more signal. That's a very simple example, but it is one of the ways how you can improve your search results. Here, as I told you before, there were a lot of places where people upload software, books, but there are a lot of places where people upload images. And it is worth sometimes searching there. If you're looking, for instance, for a complete collection of a painter that you're interested in, chances are that you can have it quickly and better using these kind of searches than going to some slow web museum where it takes hours to get something and you get that crippled as well. Back to music searching. Look at this one. This is very interesting one. We are looking for Imagine, Lennon, MP3 or MA4 or OG, entitled Index Off, minus Metallica, that way we throw away all the idiots that want to have you on a site putting everything, and they put Metallica, or you could put minus Eminem and that would work. And then we put plus 4.6M, that's 4.6 megabyte. Chances are that another song, not yours, is exactly 4.6 megabyte, and that means that they have big songs there. Let's see if it is true. Slow connection, but should come. Anyway, it is true, I checked it. Yeah, here it is. You see, here we have complete John Lennon, and 5, 6, 3, 8, 3, 8, 5, 5, that's good. These are good MP3, very, very good MP3. And now, this, actually, this shouldn't be allowed. This shouldn't be allowed because people should do something about that. That's not good. But they are there. And they are not only here, but everywhere. I have here 19 results for 4.6, but I could try 4.4 or 5.1 or whatever, and I would find something else. So it is. There is no way they can stop that. No way. So that's good. That's, once again, a demonstration of the fact that internet was made for sharing things. The structure of the web is made for sharing. They want to sell things that they can't. So, another example is this one. I won't go into it now. Index of Imagine M4A WMA. This WMA, as you know, is the format for these short films. So just to make you an example, where I have it. This one is fun. Here you find this film from the Crazy Frog crap everywhere and at once. Again, you don't need to save it nowhere. You can see also as how big it is. Here, 18.5, that's good sign that they have real files, because some people, they upload just small snippets of music, and that's very annoying. So a very good idea is always to search for heavy files when you search. Here I have many other of these, just to show you example how you can do it. This one is another one, simple one, works as well. The funny thing is that most of the time this is overkill. Here's another one, with April 2004. I mean, I just out of my mind. You could do the same, just to be sure that it is a fresh repository with April 2005. So you know that it is probably still there, because April 2003 maybe doesn't work anymore, it's no more, but 2005 you have failed, and then you can change April in something else. And of course, Garfunkel in Mendelssohn, whatever. Whatever music you want, whatever books I told you, and whatever images. Now, this is all overkill, because a very, very stupid search like this one, you see this small dot between index and off. I don't know if you know it, but it's the same thing as putting quotes. If I put quote, index, space, off, quote, unquote, or if I put index dot off, it's the same thing. So when you search politically correct and you want both words together, you don't need to quote politically, space, correct, unquote. Politically dot correct, it's the same. Huh? Just that you understand the search thing. And this one, this shouldn't be possible, because it is so stupid and so simple, but unfortunately it is. And even such a simple string will give you, 4951 megabyte. All this music are there. So it's actually a little overkill what I told you, but it is good to have some overkill search techniques, because time will come when you won't be able anymore with such a simple and stupid string to find music, and you will have to use some fantasy. Now, I have not much time, because we lost a lot of time at the beginning, but let me see some magic. I won't go into it. Yeah, finding photos by camera model, that's also interesting. You can find all photos made by a Canon or by a Leica or whatever. That's funny. And that's here also interesting, maybe sometime you make queries and you get too much results. So you want to subdivide those results in chunks and to examine them better. The way to do it is, there are many ways to do it. Some of them are explained here. For instance, enol 2 points www, or minus enol 2 points www, or site minus site com enol. This divided your results in chunks, which is also useful sometime. Not with millions of results, but when you want to go a little inside your search. Airplane finders. This is all crappy. I mean, of course, you can use Google for these things. Yeah? You can use it in many ways. Yeah, that's... That's it, yeah? So that's one stupid way to use Google, but it works, and it is useful. Now, if you use it for mathematical things, be aware of the fact that Google is not very good. You see, this is one calculation, and the same calculation in Yahoo is much better. So, now... searching for disappear site, this is something that I showed you last year as well, but it is something important for searcher, so have a look at it, for those of you that didn't have a look at it. This is the Wayback Machine, which is the most known way to search the web that disappeared. There is another way, which is searching in cache, and many search engines, you see, here you have Yahoo in many moments in time. So if you are studying web design, which you shouldn't because it's crap, but if you do it, then this is very interesting for you, because you can see the development of Yahoo, how Yahoo got worse and worse, actually. And this is also interesting. And you can do it for any site. This is an interesting copyright problem, because, I mean, my site, for instance, is there as well. Now, I want to change it, but they still have the old copies of it. So it's what I told you before. Once you put something on the web, it is there forever. There is no way you can pull something down. And that's very good for searchers, because that way, even if they put something down, you will find it somewhere else. So, we spoke a lot about main search engines. Yeah, this is also interesting. This is another way to search for a target. Here, we are searching for sites that have the name searching inside their name. There are more than 500, as you can see. So searching with one-click.com, searching for TrafficNet. Chances are that if they have in the name something you're searching for instance, Leica, they will speak about that. Chances are also that many of these places will be just placeholders. Somebody bought the name and didn't use it. But many of them will be sites which will be relevant for your search. Now, I did put here searching, but you can put digital photography or whatever. And I think I'm finished now. We don't have, I think, maps, how to find where people, that's stalking, how to find people. That's also private investigation. If you want to find somebody and to know what he does and what he has done and where he lives, and you can do it on the web. It's pretty easy. And what you could do once you learn how to search, and once you search how to learn how to search, and you do learn how to search, is to use this power for something interesting. Use this power, for instance, in order to find out if this big Leerter Bahnhof that they are building here in Berlin, if they are doing things correctly or not, if somebody is taking money or that kind of things. You can find a lot. You can find a huge lot. You can really, on the web, when you know how to search, do your private investigation and find whatever you want. And that's it. Thank you. We have 3 minutes for questions. 3 minutes. Any questions? If not, you can find me here and ask me privately things if you want. Any questions? Anybody? No? Then I will sit down and have a look at the airplanes with you.